Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Up To It podcast. And yeah, it's a little different. I am coming in on the intro to talk with y'all real quick because what you're about to listen to is a little bit different than what you probably are used to. And this past week, we had the absolute pleasure and privilege of attending the White Privilege Conference, the WPC Conference, out in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where we were presenting to a group of youth on how podcasting could be used to let their voices be heard. We had a whole lot of fun with the youth and having these conversations and these tough conversations. This was probably one of the tough conversations to have, but we helped them navigate it for starting connections. And if this is something that you're interested in to bring into your school, maybe not just specific topic, but just talking about how to have a podcast, how to run a podcast, and the power of podcasting, feel free to let us know. We would love to come out to your community, to your city, to your country, and talk with your youth about how they can use their voice and be an agents of change. And with that, man, we had a whole lot of fun in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We have a nickname now. We are called the Scooter Boys. And, you know, that's a whole nother conversation for another time. But I want y'all to get into this podcast. I want you to listen to what is being said and navigate this tough conversation so that you can have strong connections. So without further ado, here is the episode.
Come. It's a secret.
Ooh.
Nah.
Right. We gotta say it.
You gotta say it.
We gotta say it with your chest. And we're here with the Yap crew.
What?
Yo,
we are live.
We're in front of thousands of people right now, and it's insane. Everybody out here just watching us on this microphone. Just kidding. There's like maybe 12 of us in here.
Eight strong yeah, is what we need. You know what I mean?
They needed to be here. That's why they're here, and that's exactly why we love to have them here. So with that being said, Pop, we can sit here and yap all day because that's what we do.
That's what it is.
But we're not going to do that today.
Oh, I saw that pun. You said yap.
There you go. So we got it. And the topic today, because I want to get into it for our viewers and our listeners, is we're going to talk about mental health through a black person's lens, right? Black people's lens.
Yes.
And you actually are doing you leave YAP, you're going to go and do an adult workshop.
Yes.
And what is that adult workshop titled for yourself?
So it's white supremacy and how it has impacted mental health for people of color.
Nice.
And so, yeah, so we're really going to dive into why is there such a stigma that still lasts today, not only for people, but especially people of color within our communities, within people of color. There's just a stigma around not wanting to talk about mental health, not wanting to do anything about mental health, and not wanting to support those with mental challenges. And so that's what we're going to take a look at today. And I guess I could share a little bit.
Yeah.
And the research that I've done and what we found out, or that I found out. Let me do this because actually, guys, help me warm up for my presentation this afternoon. they got me in a small room this time, but you know what? Next year,
you're packing it out.
I'm gonna be a keynote. let me ask, why do you all think that the stigma of mental health is still prevalent today with people of color? When we're looking at blacks, Mexicans, Native American, why do you think people are nervous about, or there's negative connotations, or actually not connotations, but facts around why they may be nervous about talking about mental health? What do y'all think? What may be some of those reasons? Because some people aren't interested in it. Yeah, some people may not be interested, but why would they not be interested in it? Ask the group. It's a sensitive topic. And why is it a sensitive topic? And anybody can answer from my YAP crew. Why do you think it might be a sensitive topic? Mr. Russell, yes.
Because it could be weaponized, especially folks of color.
Could be weaponized.
The history of that, and it could be weaponized and not be scared of it being weaponized.
Right. So let me ask you this question. When you think about history, and you think about people of color, you know, and I don't mind talking about it from the perspective of blacks, Hispanics, and or Native Americans. Historically, what do you think happened to people who were depressed or showed anxiety or had extremely different emotions? What do you think happened to them back in the day? I mean, I'm talking about back in the day. They were what? Oh, shoot off. Like, yeah, like pushed away. Maybe isolated, right? Not talked about, right? So let me be more blunt. When we think about slavery, and if somebody was saying that they were feeling depressed and couldn't work, what would happen to them? What would happen to them? Yeah, and during the slavery times, if somebody were to say that, oh, I'm feeling depressed, a slave was to say, I'm feeling depressed, or I got anxiety, I can't go out there and you know, do what you're asking me to do, or they showed that they were hearing voices, what do you think would happen to them? Yep. They were called lazy. They would get whooped, get lashes. Sometimes maybe to the point where, yeah, please, James.
Right.
Yeah, so to be called liars, right?
Right.
And so the thing that we have to think about, and you think about this with any marginalized population, there was negativity that was attached to them saying that they were depressed or anxious. And then even if you think about in America, the institutions that were set up for people of all colors, but people of color weren't necessarily allowed in those in the beginning. They were shunned, like you said. They were isolated. They were put into these institutions that didn't do well. They treated them inhumanely. They would sometimes use electric shock to help get, you know, they were experimenting on them and things of that nature, right? So what we like to call about, we use the word trauma a lot today. And there's generational trauma that has come from the beginnings of time when, I'm going to use the keynote speaker's words, people other than that were not white were seen as inferior, right? And then you add this depression, anxiety, bipolar,
schizophrenia,
you know, schizoaffective disorder, all these other things that make you even more othered. And then make you have the possibility of being isolated, shunned, maybe even put to death, criminalized, jailed. So when we look at people of color and say that we have to talk about mental health, they get nervous.
Right. 100%.
Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. Now, I think
because you had mentioned it earlier with the YAP group,
right?
A certain community,
just in the Hispanic community, you don't talk about those things, right? And kind of similar to what the keynote speaker was saying, right, with his the tribe that he was talking about and the stories that he was sharing, was that we don't talk about those, right? Because it was something that maybe in that context, in the speaker's context, was horrifying, trauma-inducing, and that's why they don't talk about it. But since they suppress for a long time, maybe it shows itself in certain ways, right? Now it's talking about just in today's society where we lash out or we just isolate ourselves from other people. Yes. And, you know, when we talk about mental health, and I think you were trying to get at here too, is in slavery, if you talked about having a mental health disorder, and they didn't use that language, right? That wasn't the language they used. We're kind of modernizing it. But if somebody were to say, a slave would say, I'm anxious, I'm depressed, they're like, all right, well, we got to kill you because you're defective cargo.
Yeah.
nobody's going to want to buy you.
Right.
Right? And so when you think about that historically, if people and you think about it in when people are watching this happen, this other slaves.
Right.
They're like, I'm gonna shut up. I'm not hearing voices. I may be hearing voices, but I'm gonna shut up. Yeah, right? I'm good. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to still live, right? And that goes back to the historical trauma, right? Generational trauma that we're talking about. And for the listeners, you're not gonna be able to catch this one. You gotta come out to a conference and see Jamal do his work. But we got a little glimpse here.
Yes.
And what we're doing, what we're tasking our youth here today is that they're gonna come up with their own podcast and just have a discussion. We're not gonna record it or anything, but they're gonna come up with their own podcast and have a deep conversation about some of the topics that were mentioned here today, right? One of the ones that I hope one of the groups choose is derogatory language. And how are they seeing that play out in their communities, in their schools? Also thinking that's deep. So I want to hear what their thoughts are, because we were talking about this with the crew. Was the second you stop asking youth questions is the second you stop learning.
Yes.
You're right.
Love learning from young people.
So
that's what it's all about.
I hope that they're able to show us something, and I hope that we were able to show them a little something and letting them use this medium of podcasting to share their insight and be disruptors of oppression.
I love it.
I love how Russell said, man. Shout out Russell, man. We're giving you some love, man. So with that said, we're going to leave. We're going to stop recording because we got to enjoy the conference.
We got to
enjoy the conference. So we're going to get up out of here. We hope you all have a great rest of your night, evening, day. And we'll talk to y'all real soon.
We'll get at you.
Peace.
Late.